Hello and welcome to a new edition of Tales from the Potting Bench. This time it's something a little bit different as I'm joined by Kate Dufton, show lead at the RHS Malvern Spring Festival.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining me, not in person, but virtually from the Potting Bench and from your home. So this episode of the podcast is something a little bit different, as I'm not joined by a guest that you would normally expect. But what we're going to be doing is doing a little bit of a preview of the RHS Malvern Spring Festival and what you can expect to see from the festival this year. And a little bit later in the episode, we've got some audio clips from several of the guests at this year's show. So you'll hear a little bit more from them later on. But Kate, Malvern, what a show. And I'm not just saying this because I'm there myself this year. It's technically, I'm nowhere near Malvern, but it's technically my local show. It's the nearest RHS show that I could possibly ever get to easily. Tell us a little bit more about the show. And for anyone who hasn't been, what can they expect this year?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it still feels a bit of a novelty even sort of getting the chance to plan the show after COVID. It's our second year back, but still it's sort of a novelty. It's so nice to be back and inviting people back. But yeah, each year we set a theme. So this year we've gone for gardening for everyone. So we really wanted to focus on kind of expanding our target audience and mixing things up. So not just appealing to your hardcore horticulturists, but to anyone, regardless of your age, your background, your skill set. So whether it's you want to come and learn how to fill your tiny garden, or you want to learn how to grow vegetables, or you've got a burning question on how to collect rainwater, we've really tried to kind of widen what we offer so a wide range of people can come and actually leave equipped or better informed.
I actually think it's amazing, and I think I've been to all of the others, and I know they're all great and they've all got their merits, absolutely, but there's something about Malvern that, and I've said this before on a different episode of the podcast, it feels like a real show for gardeners. And what I mean by that is that Chelsea is fantastic, and it's this kind of big display of, you know, it's kind of the, you know, the pinnacle of the gardening calendar. But there's something about Malvern that it's more than just a garden show or a flower show, isn't it? There's so much there.
Yeah, and I think at Malvern, we really, and especially this year, have tried to focus on giving people an experience that people can come, they can spend, they can buy their plants, they can get ideas, they can meet celebrities. Yeah, a real mix, a real sort of family friendly warming show we want to put on, really.
That is exactly what it is. And so about that theme then, what was the kind of the idea behind that theme? How did you come up with that?
I am not a hardcore horticulturist, I'll completely admit. I'm not a hardcore gardener, I'm not super skilled. I do love growing things and flowers and all of that sort of stuff, so I almost wanted to sort of break that down. And I think also you go to these flower shows and it is flowers and gardening, which is amazing, but now especially like millennials and stuff, house plants are so huge, and suddenly I'm like, we've got to introduce these new things. So it was really trying to open up the show. I know it's so easy to kind of say it's worked every year and it's been successful. It can be scary to change things, it absolutely can, but I think we do need to change things for the better, because things are changing. Like lockdown, for instance, so many people got house plants or got invested in their garden. I think that really changed the mindset of people and actually made them realize that actually I can do gardening and it's therapeutic, and I can then grow vegetables and eat them, or I can grow herbs and put them in my gin and tonic, or yeah, everyone has a sort of different view on it. But it was almost trying to collate all that together and kind of put it into one show, really.
Yeah, I totally agree. And you mentioned about houseplants, and we've got some audio from a contributor that we'll share a little bit later that kind of echoes that. But first, let's hear from our first contributors of the episode. This is Emily Crowley Rowe.
Hello, my name's Emily Crowley Rowe, and I'm owner of April House Garden Design. I've created a show garden for this year's RHS Malvern Spring Festival. The garden's called the Home Away Garden, and it's inspired by family holidays to Northwest Brittany and the areas surrounding my family home there. The garden's designed for a second homeowner, and this homeowner wants to keep elements of the once neglected garden. So we have a section of a old stone barn in the garden, which has been left remaining for the wildlife, the barn swallows that visit the barn, the wild cats, the lizards that nestle in the stone. The garden also nods to a wider landscape, so I've incorporated coastal planting that you find along the rocky cliffs in places like Dinard. I've got wild planting that you find along the sand dunes. All these plants, the idea here is that they can cope with periods of drought. as well as being a garden that sort of embraces part of its past, it's the functional garden. So the new owner wants the space to sit and entertain, a place to sit in the sun. So I look forward to seeing you all there.
Emily this year is coming back to Malvern after her first show garden last year to do another show garden, but bigger and, dare I say, better.
That is amazing. I can't wait to see Emily's garden. The garden that she did last time was just amazing, and it's absolutely just stuck in my memory. It was so, so distinctive. So I cannot wait to see what she's up to this year. You mentioned earlier about houseplants, which is obviously a massive trend that continued and continued and continued to grow during lockdown, obviously because we're all stuck at home. But that doesn't seem to have stopped at all. And that time has been so amazing for certain people through social media and the amazing things that they've done. One of those people is the brilliant Ben Newell, who we'll also know better as Worcester Terrariums. Let's hear a bit from him.
Hello everyone, this is Ben Newell, content creator and founder of Worcester Terrariums. This is particularly exciting for me as over the years I've attended both the spring and autumn shows, so to be talking there is something extra special. I'll be talking about my journey and how I've gone from selling terrariums as a side business alongside being a postman to becoming a full-time content creator, winning Chelsea Gold Medal in 2022 and working with the likes of Disney, Marvel, Kraken Rum and Great Ormond Street Hospital alongside many others. And funnily enough, I'll actually be talking about terrariums too. So I'll demonstrate the best way to make one, talk about all the plants, mosses and the amazing bugs and animals you can add to them. It's a little strange for me, but the animals and bugs are really what helped my channels explode, and my videos have been viewed hundreds of millions of times across social media. I saw a stat on TikTok the other day, and the collective watch time across my videos goes well over 100 years. Terrariums are fascinating, and they've totally changed my life in ways that I couldn't have imagined in my wildest dreams. I'm excited to share all of this with you at the show. But that's not all. A few years ago, I hid some terrariums around Worcester for people to find, and it really took off on social media. The videos caught the attention of local news companies, and they ran a few stories on it. Since then, I've hidden terrariums across the city, and it's been a lot of fun seeing people's reactions when they find them. Anyway, very excitingly, I'll be hiding some fully planted terrariums around the Worcester and Malvern area for you to find. And that's not all, because each terrarium will contain some free tickets to the shows. I'll be hiding 3 terrariums around Worcester, Malvern and the surrounding area, and if you'd like to find them, keep an eye on my Instagram for the reels, which contains all of the clues. I'll give you a little head start now though. The first one will be hidden around a popular dog walking area in the city centre. So keep an eye out on my social channels. You could win free tickets to the shows and a free terrarium. To me, that sounds like the deal of the century. I'm beyond excited to come and talk at the spring show, and I hope to see you there.
So, Ben from Worcester Terrariums, that statistic about the fact that those videos have been viewed more times than 100 years in total, that's insane, isn't it? Are you really excited to have Ben at the show?
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. I mean, the social media presence he has, we're so excited to have him and be part of the hiding the terrariums around in order to get a little bit more excitement around the show, especially amongst his following. That's something that typically we haven't sort of tapped into, but we've also got some other amazing things at the show. So we've got a 25 meter dome, which is going to be done by Peter Dow, called Leaf Tropicana, and it's going to be full of house plants, waterfalls, bridges. There'll be a cocktail bar in there.
Oh wow.
The Coast to Country by Bellagio Verde. They're bringing a beach with beach huts and deck chairs. So there'll be so many amazing things for people to actually come and see from a houseplant perspective and just from an experience perspective.
Yeah, I think this is one of the things about Malvern, is that there's a fantastic kind of side of it in terms of food and drink, and there's always kind of entertainment. It's a proper day out. It's not just a garden show. It's an actual day out. So that, the addition of that cocktail bar and that dome, I think is going to go down an absolute treat.
And as you say, food and drink, we've really tried to focus on that this year. We've introduced the taste pods. So they're like a 360 igloo kind of thing with the hills in the background. You can have some bubbles and a charcuterie board and really sort of like step away from the show as a whole. So yeah, we really kind of tried to up the experience for people in all elements.
I can't wait. I really, really can't wait. It's going to be fantastic. Somebody else that I know who is absolutely going to be loving the fact that there's a cocktail bar inside a houseplant dome is the wonderful Tom Leonard, otherwise known as Drag Queen Gardener. Let's hear from them now.
Hi there, I'm Daisy, also known as the Drag Queen Gardener. I will be at RHS Malvern on the Thursday talking in the Bloom and Grow Theatre. My talk will be about companion planting, and it's all about finding plants that have a mutual benefits of one another. And in general, it's all about working smarter, not harder, and getting those plants working for you. Anyways, I hope to see you there, and if you have any questions or if you have any queries, just let me know on the day. Yeah, pop along on Thursday at the Bloom and Grow Theatre. I'll see you then.
So, I mean, that is going to be amazing. Tom, I think it's his first time at Malvern, isn't it? Or first time appearing at Malvern.
It absolutely is, yeah.
I think he went down an absolute storm at Chelsea, so I can only imagine what the crowds of Malvern are going to make of this.
Oh, I'm so excited to welcome to Malvern. Just, yeah, bring that vibe up, get people excited, and actually just represent people within horticulture, even if you have different likes and interests. It's kind of giving, I guess, other people a platform as well. We're so excited to have them at Malvern.
It's going to be brilliant. So for anyone that has, this has kind of whetted their taste buds and whetted their appetite for Malvern, where can they find tickets? When? What are the dates? What does everybody need to know to be able to be there?
Yeah, so the dates are the 11th to the 14th of May, the Thursday to the Sunday. If you go to rhsmalvern.co.uk, you can get your tickets. It's best to get them in advance because it's more expensive at the gate, and it will also ensure that you can get in. But under 16s go free, so if you want to bring along your kids, absolutely bring them along. But there's just so much on at the show for everyone. I've only sort of touched lightly on what's going on, but we've got Alan Titchmarsh there, we've got Jade Blades, we've got you coming on our Tips and Tricks Theatre,
where
you can learn how to make things from pallets. We've got a planet friendly gardening area, which is really focusing on sustainability, where you can swap your pots from your plastic to your cardboard recycled pot to help with the environment so we can recycle responsibly. There's just so much going on. We've obviously got the floral marquee as well, which is off the top of my head 190 meters long, which is the size of 2 football pitches, which is nuts when you see it full of flowers. Or as I suffer from hay fever, you walk in and you're sort of like you to the nose, but it's beautiful, it's spectacular, it's an amazing vibe. There'll be steel bands, there'll be music, there'll be bars, food. I really hope that everyone has a great time.
It's going to be amazing. And for anyone that's not following on social media, it's been amazing to see that you've kind of broken ground this week with the gardens as well, haven't you?
Yeah, we absolutely have. That was yesterday. So it's actually so nice to have people back and have a buzz around the site. And I think we're quite known for being almost this sort of family, and everyone sort of mucking in, helping each other, making each other a cup of tea. Yeah, it's great. It's so nice to see the showground come alive again.
Amazing. So in terms of tickets, we've just talked about all the amazing things that are going to be there. But in terms of getting yourself a ticket, where can people do that?
You head to rhsmalvern.co.uk. You'll be able to find everything there.
Amazing. So I can't wait to see you all there. See you there, Kate. And let's have a great time.
Yeah, amazing. Thank you so much.